Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with an ayah of the Quran. Subhanallah, last time we talked about Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah ta'ala. Tonight we'll talk about the Khalifa that came before Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, or the Khalifa Rashid, the righteous Khalifa that came before Umar, and that is the son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great companion Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who subhanallah, you know, in his khilafah had to deal with an unprecedented amount of fitan, of trials and tribulation, many groups that arose, all types of troubles that those that came before him did not have to deal with. And Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu obviously dealt with, you know, with this in a very dignified manner, in a way that was befitting of his own nobility and his greatness radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, one of the things that happened to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that people would, particularly from the group known as Al-Khawarij, who were a group that actually declared kufr, they actually said Ali was a disbeliever radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. They would harass him on his way to the masjid, they would harass him at times when he was praying, and subhanAllah, ultimately we find that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was actually killed after praying Salatul Fajr in the masjid. And Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, in this particular incident, subhanAllah, you see how dignified of a manner he dealt with his haters. He's praying, and while he's leading Salatul Fajr in the masjid, can you imagine, a man actually calls out to him with an ayah from Surah Az-Zumar, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it was already revealed to you and those who came before you that if you associate anything with Allah, in essence they're saying that you have associated a partner with Allah, that if you associate a partner with Allah, your work would surely become worthless and you would surely be amongst the losers. So he's saying this to Ali radiallahu anhu, meaning your prayer doesn't matter, all of the good deeds that you do don't matter. And he says this, subhanAllah, as Ali just finished Surah Al-Fatiha and Salat Al-Fajr. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded to the man in his salah with the last verse of Surah Rum. So he actually read this verse of Surah Rum, and this was in the first rak'ah of Salat al-Fajr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be patient, for verily the promise of Allah is true, and do not let those who are uncertain and insecure in their own faith discourage you or take away from you. Subhanallah. So Ali radiallahu anhu is reminding himself and responding to that man with this ayah, which is in this juz from Surah Rum, the last ayah. Just be patient. Allah's promise will come true. And the people that tend to hate, and the people that tend to, you know, throw these claims of takfir and declare you to be a disbeliever, and they tend to be self-righteous, are people that don't have certainty in their own faith. They're people that are insecure within themselves. And because they're insecure within themselves, they project that upon other people, and they start to make accusations about other people's faith while neglecting their own selves. So Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reminding himself, it doesn't matter if they say that all of your work is worthless. It doesn't matter if people hate on your da'wah. It doesn't matter if people, you know, if people try to put you down, and people try to say that you're nothing in the sight of Allah, and people say that you're guilty of this and you're guilty of that. So long as you have certainty in your own faith, and so long as you're trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't let the haters bring you down. Everyone had their haters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his haters. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his haters. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu has his haters. But Ali knows at the end of the day, this is a sign of their own insecurity. I'm not going to bother responding to them except by reminding myself and them of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this beautiful ayah. فَاصْبِرْ, be patient. إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَا يَسْتَخَفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Be patient, indeed the promise of Allah is truth, And let not those who are uncertain in their own faith discourage you. We ask Allah to not make us amongst those that discourage others or are discouraged themselves. And we ask Allah to make our deeds pleasing and acceptable to Him. And we ask Allah to join us with our great Khulafa al-Rashideen and with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Siddiqeen and Shuhada in the highest level of Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan all. I'll see you inshaAllah ta'ala tomorrow for another episode of People of Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.